Act 5, The Bench by the Old Trees. Romantic, rotting, riven by lightning. Cecil Day Lewis wrote that, about some of the trees he saw in this forest. He came to live here when he was young, 14, his father having been made the vicar of Edwinstowe at the end of the Great War. 50 years later, he was the poet laureate. Lark, skylark, spilling your rubbed and round pebbles of sounds in air still lake, whose widening circles fill the noon. It's because they're so tall that oaks are more prone to being struck by lightning than any other, and the fact they have so much moisture in them. Jenny told me that. I remember the delight on her face as we walked along here, and she shared everything she had learnt from those books we got from the library. That when lightning strikes a tree, the electricity travels from the trunk right down into the roots. That it can cause more damage than anyone can see. That the pain of it is lurking there, underground, waiting to topple what looks so sure and steady. Cecil Day Lewis was here when the transformation really began, when the grime from the colliery workings, borne on the wind, thickened on the vicarage rockery and rambler roses. He could see that it wasn't the forest where the world was turning upside down, but the towns and villages surrounding it. When we first went there, he wrote of this place, the black-faced miners cycling home from work with their snap tins bumping at their sides were outnumbered by the farm labourers whom they passed in the village street. 20 years later, almost every man would be working in the pits. Soon the new housing estates were to obliterate the contours of the fields, which, as a boy, I had seen tossing with wheat or barley. And of course, everyone was calling for transformation then, when the First World War ended and the men came home knowing that things had to change. But they didn't. Not in the way they hoped. Not in the way their sacrifice had demanded. They'd have to wait until after the next war, when the Labour government came to power and my father was cock-a-hoop that the pit was to come under public ownership. Come on, let's keep going. We're going to stay on this path and pass some wonderful trees. You appreciate them so much more when you get to my age, because they show you how much strength the years bring. That life need not be a tale of diminution, like the melancholy Jaques tells us, but one of resilience. No second childishness, no mere oblivion, but strength and wisdom and a tough old hide that will brush off whatever trouble it still has left to face. Though I look old, yet I am strong and lusty. Well, strong at least. In mind, if not in body. I remember a rhyme my mother used to say to me. If the oak's before the ash, then you'll only get a splash. If the ash precedes the oak, then you may expect to soak. I hope it's not raining today, though. I hope the sun is shining for you. We'll come to another bench a bit further along, not too far from here on the left. It faces something of a clearing, or at least a space where the trees thin out a little. You see what I mean. And when you get there, go to the next track. And if the bench is free, therefore, sit you down in gentleness.